various Cleveland architects reflect on Cleveland's historic arcades.
The arcades are comparable to what we know as malls today.
The old arcade is very special in the same way. It's only one or two or three in the whole country, or maybe in the world by now, but there was one in Milan and one in England and one on the East Coast of the United States. But our arcade, 1890, very special. And the skylight, all this was repaired when it was created into a hotel, but it is a very special environment.
I think that building is a jewel, and thank goodness the Hyatt came along and put $50 million or whatever it was into the building, because we know it's going to be there for a while. It was badly in need of repair and upgrade. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful building, and it does everything buildings should do. It excites, it enlivens, it is joyous to be in, and it's a marvelous building.
Something happened in the 1890s that made people really happy. I don't know what it was, but they built wonderful buildings.
My favorite buildings, especially, I see that's on one of your questions, is probably the arcade as a fantastic building. It's such a wonderful surprise, and it's such an urban amenity. It and the other arcades and other buildings that have public passageways through them, such as the Terminal Tower Complex and the Union Commerce Bank building, the Lowe's building, the Hanna building, some of them short, some of them longer, passageways through buildings, which I found was such an appropriate building form for a city that sometimes has a hostile climate, that allows citizens to move through town and encounter each other and do their business or their shopping, etc.
Well, the arcade is the city's one national historic landmark building. It's the best building in Cleveland because it is of international quality. It is a representative of a specific building type of the late 19th century. There are comparable arcades in Milan and other European cities. This is one of the few in this country. It is a magnificently proportioned, elegantly designed, lovingly restored building, which they don't make any of those anymore, and they don't make any of those. Actually, there are none like it in the country.